Now, head into the ring at a total combined weight of... the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast!
Welcome to another edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. I am Rick, and Drew is sitting at home.
Where I've been for the last year.
Yeah, actually, it's almost been a year, hasn't it? That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been 11 months now that I've been home.
Yeah, I think the last time that we recorded something live was it the Mayhem on Mills? Was the last one we did live?
Oh, where both of us were in the same room?
Yeah, where both of us were in the same room.
It was the first empty performance center episode of SmackDown. It was the last live episode we did together in the same room.
That's pretty nutty, just to think about that.
Yeah.
I guess hopefully someday we'll be able to get a record soon. I don't think either of us are high on the list for vaccines, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, we don't fit in the category of getting vaccines yet.
Not yet. So, today we are going to talk about wrestlers in sports. Not necessarily, yep. Well, I guess sports and wrestling, or wrestler, basically wrestlers who played other sports before getting into wrestling at a professional level. You know, a lot of them played in high school or wrestled in high school or whatever. But we're going to talk about wrestlers who were who got into wrestling after it. And we're not talking like Dennis Rodman or LT, Carl Malone, those guys that, you know, made an appearance or three or four. We're talking about like the guys who are legit wrestlers in their own right.
So basically I what kind of brought the idea to me was I was thinking there's a couple questions me and you always ask when we do interviews with people. And one of the questions you always ask is about sports, which got me to thinking, well, yeah, probably every wrestler played a sport at some point in time, but how many wrestlers played professional sports?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. The only one that I can think of that was a wrestler that then got into a professional sport, and we're not talking MMA, although MMA is a professional sport, is a mm-hmm. fighting sport. We're talking about legit like NFL, NBA, that kind of guy.
A sport you play, not beat the shit out of someone.
Correct. And the one that that kept coming to my mind, but he actually got into the NFL after he did wrestling, was Brock Lesnar, because he made the Vikings roster. Mm-hmm. Back in the day. So he was the first one that popped into my mind. But he actually went the other way. He did wrestling first, then went to the NFL and came back to wrestling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know you had a list of them to start off with. And I can definitely add some in as we go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to go with, I'll just jump off right here with Goldberg.
Okay.
Not only played, I mean, this guy played for the Atlanta Falcons, and was obviously a professional wrestler. He, to me, is one of the more successful ones because he played in the NFL and then became like a huge wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that he played for the Rams, the Falcons, and the Panthers, it wasn't like, you know, a single team. He actually played for a couple of different organizations.
I think, was the Falcons the last team he played for before jumping to WCW?
Yeah, he had a knee injury and then jumped from the Falcons. Jumped from the Falcons into WCW, which was a pretty easy move. Mm-hmm.
When you just run at someone 50 miles an hour and tackle them in the ring and on the field, I guess that's not a big transition for him.
Yeah, well, and I mean, his wrestling is not exactly the most technical of sorts, you know.
He's not really an artist in the ring.
No. One guy that I would definitely consider to be an artist in the ring, though, that played, I don't know if he actually played any NFL downs. He did play in the CFL, but was drafted by the Browns coming out of college, was Ron Simmons.
Okay.
Farouk. I mean, he's a badass wrestler and a guy that is just not insanely good at football, but I mean, he played in the NFL, played in the CFL, played in the AFL back in the day for the Tampa Bay for the Bandits. So one of those guys.
Heisman Trophy winner too.
Yes, Heisman Trophy winner. Yep. That was in college. So, but yeah, he was definitely a Heisman Trophy winner at Florida State.
Okay. That I mean, you can't hate on that. That's a good career Ron Simmons has had.
Farouk.
Yep. Also WCW champion, I believe.
I believe so.
He won the WCW championship.
And multiple, yes, he did. And multiple tag team championships.
Yes. Damn. Coined the phrase damn. I don't think he coined the phrase, but
he used it
made
a lot.
It damn popular. So I will jump to someone that we all love to hate, not Elias Rick, but someone else that we all love to hate, Baron Corbin.
Okay.
Baron Corbin comes from the NFL. He was a member of the, looks like, Indianapolis Colts. I don't know if he actually ever played or if he was just signed by these teams, but it looks like the Arizona Cardinals and the Indianapolis Colts both gave him contracts.
Nice. I don't think I knew that one. This one's going old school. I've got a couple of old school ones that I stumbled across that I, a lot of which I did not realize played. Let's see, which one will I go with first? Vern Gagne. Old school. We're going, he played for the Chicago Bears in 1947 before joining the NWA in 1949. Still kicking, too. 94 years old.
Oh, good for him. Wow. 94, he was a wrestler and a football player.
Yeah.
Well, if you were watching the 1978 NFL draft, as I'm sure we both were,
I wasn't even alive.
You would know. I was probably not either at that point. You would know that the number 24th pick of the third round for the Los Angeles Rams was Leon White, a.k.a. Vader.
I think I did know that. I'm pretty sure I did know that he played in the NFL. Let's see. I'm going through. A lot of these guys are NFL guys. This one was one I actually didn't know either. It doesn't necessarily shock me, although I'm sure that he was... I don't know if he was into roids at the time or not, but Lex Luger played for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. That's crazy.
Yeah, I had no idea that he played football or professional football. So,
also another one that had a great wrestling career.
Yes.
I want to go back to Vader for a minute because I just read something. Vader might win our most successful football player award because during his first season, he went to the Super Bowl and got an NFC championship ring.
See, I think I have a better one.
Okay.
I if we're going to go for the top winningest person, his wrestling career was pretty stellar. I mean, it wasn't great. And it was more known for his microphone, his stuff on the mic, but he did wrestle some. Was on wrestled WCW a bit, but Mongo McMichael played for the 1985 Chicago Bears, who won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And he
also
also danced and sung the Super Bowl Shuffle video. If you've not seen that video, go look it up because it is amazing.
And unfortunately was also a member, probably the least liked member of the Four Horsemen.
Yes, this is very true.
He was the absolute dud of the Four Horsemen. So, let's go with a wrestler that has probably been retired for a very long time, but Wahoo McDaniel.
That was going to be next on my list. So, yes, we can definitely go there.
Played in the 1960s for the Houston Oilers during the inaugural AFL championship winning season. Played for the Broncos, the Jets. So this guy played football for a while. Played for the Dolphins, then retired in 1968 and went on to wrestle professionally.
Well, and then you have somebody else that old school, wasn't necessarily the most successful. He played in the CFL, but Tito Santana.
Yes.
Going back to 1979. So, yeah, another one that shocked me that I had no idea played professional football. Mm-hmm. And you're going to laugh at this one, but just because you like the way that I say it is Jim Duggan.
Who?
Jim Duggan. Duggan.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't know who you were talking about. You didn't know he played professional football?
I didn't.
His finisher was like part of, like, you know how Goldberg does the 3-point stance and
right.
then spears.
Well, yeah, I knew that he did the 3-point stance. I just didn't realize that it came from football. It makes total sense. But mm-hmm. when I was watching him, I was like, you know, 8 years old, 7 years old, so I just didn't equate it.
Yeah. All right. So I'll go with the obvious. Roman Reigns played in the CFL before wrestling. I believe I'm just going from his episode of Talk is Jericho that I listened to about 4 or 5 years ago. Believe he wanted to be a professional football player and not a wrestler. He didn't want to follow the family tradition, but when he didn't make it as a football player, he turned to wrestling.
Well, I mean, another guy that did the same thing was The Rock. I mean, he played in the CFL. I want to say he played for Calgary, the Stampede. But yeah, he's another one that didn't necessarily want to play or didn't want to wrestle when he was going into college. Played football at Miami, like everybody knows. Won a national championship at Miami, even though he didn't play much. Got drafted for the Stampede, and then. Yeah, I mean, the rest is history with him.
mm-hmm.
So,
by history, you mean turning into one of the biggest box office draws of the current time?
Yes, that would be correct. He is an amazing human being.
Yes. Now I'm just stalling to come up with something.
I got it. I mean, I can keep going. I mean, one that's not in football. That I mean, it was in the wrestling world, but Kurt Angle. Obviously, gold medal winner in actual wrestling. Mm-hmm. You know, and another Olympic guy, Mark Henry, you know, in powerlifting. Both of which, I mean, all of these sports that they played are legit, you know, work out for football really well. You don't see a lot of basketball players that are in here. You don't see a lot of, or you don't see baseball players. Although I'm sure that there's probably a couple guys. Actually, I didn't even think about this, but Macho Man. He was not on my list originally.
He was a baseball player?
He was a baseball player. He was a catcher for the Mets. I think he only made it to AAA, though. But yeah, Macho Man. I'm just double-checking. But yeah, he played in the Mets organization, baseball career. Yeah, he played in 289 games in 4 minor league seasons. Batting a .254 with 16 home runs and 129 RBIs.
Nice. So Captain Cuckoo himself, Brian Pillman, played for the Cincinnati Bengals, Canadian Football League, Calgary Stampeders. Who did you say played for that before? It was like 2 people ago.
Rock did.
Okay.
The Rock played for Calgary.
So him and Brian Pillman. And then I guess he played a preseason game with the Buffalo Bills before having one of the best wrestling characters of being absolutely unhinged and insane ever.
Well, I mean, another guy that played for the Bills and for the Patriots is Monty Brown, TNA guy. But he was a linebacker in the NFL. I've noticed that you don't see a lot of offensive guys in wrestling. They're mostly defensive guys who played on the defensive side of the ball. So that's kind of interesting.
That might be a thing. Maybe it's the physical activity, like the running and
really defensive guys are looking out to get offensive guys are looking not to get hit. Defensive guys are looking to knock you out. So it kind of makes sense. You know, they're normally the little bit on the crazier side. So that doesn't shock me at all that's the case. Yeah, I had some other ones. I'm trying to find them.
The big cat Ernie Ladd.
Yes.
Was a football player.
Yes, he was.
Played nearly a decade for San Diego, Houston, and Kansas City. Won an AFC championship with the Chargers. So that's pretty cool.
I mean, I don't necessarily consider this a sport, but you have guys that were bodybuilders beforehand. Like Billy Graham was a legit bodybuilder before joining the ranks of the WWE. Or WWF back in the day, sorry, in the 70s. But he was on circuit. He was on the same circuit as the guys like as Arnold.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you want other guys who are like Kurt Angle, there's Chad Gable, who's an Olympic wrestler before becoming a professional wrestler.
Mm-hmm. I know we talked about him earlier, but Brock Lesnar wrestled in college. And I believe he won the Division I heavyweight championship.
Now, due to the fact that he only wrestled one match, we can't count him. But had Tom Brady not gone to Tampa Bay, I think we would probably end up throwing Gronk on this list. Because I think he was signed to a contract.
Yeah, I want to say he was, but he had the out if he got signed by another NFL team, which is what happened. So, I mean, you'll probably see him come back later on. I mean, if they win a Super Bowl this year, then he's probably out again. They probably both are, I would imagine.
You think?
I mean, Brady might leave. I don't see a need for him to stick around. So, I don't know.
Again, I know nothing about football, but I would be a Patriots fan if I was, because I'm from Boston. So I do like Tom Brady. I would think if you're still able to do it at that high of a level, just keep doing it. I mean,
I think that the reason that he did it the way that he did the reason that he is still still playing football, was he just wanted to prove that he could do it outside of the system, because everybody thought he was a system quarterback, not a,
yeah.
So, you know,
true.
I'm trying to think of, I know that there are other guys that were out there, before, I mean, they have all these guys that wrestled like a couple of times, like Refrigerator Perry and Dennis Rodman.
Carl Malone.
Yes. Although Carl Malone looked jacked when he got out there. I saw a picture of him today when I was doing some research. I'm like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm. And then you have like weird, like David Arquette, who was an actor turned wrestler. Turned actor again, turned wrestler again.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone legit wrestler now, I think, over the last 4 or 5 years.
Is he actually legit?
Oh, yeah. No, he's doing, like, death matches and stuff.
Really? I did not realize that.
There is a documentary on Hulu about him.
Huh.
It's called, like, You Can't Kill David Arquette or something like that.
I'll have to check that out. Because he,
he did the Ready to Rumble thing, and then he did the WCW Championship thing, and then he did the acting thing some more, and now, like, I think post 40, he turned into a regular, like, full-time wrestler.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't realize that he was doing nothing, like, that he was hardcore wrestling.
God, there was someone else. Was Diamond Dallas Page a football player? I feel like he was some sort of athlete before he was a wrestler.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm trying to see if I can find something on that. I did not realize that he was dyslexic. That's something that was new. He played basketball in high school, but that's about it.
Okay. I'm an idiot. Mojo Rawley.
Yes.
Was a football player.
Yes, he was.
Prior to being a WWE superstar.
Never played in the NFL, it was kind of funny. We were at I was at NXT taping with a friend of mine, and he was an assistant athletic director, or he was the director of information for University of Minnesota for a long time. And Riddick Moss was one of the guys who was on the football team when he was there and was yelling out his real name to him, and like the guy he Riddick Moss literally stopped and looked over because he saw Andy, and it was pretty funny. It broke character a little bit.
Riddick Moss never played professionally?
No, he did not. I want to say he was drafted, but I don't think that he played in the NFL. Yeah, he did a tryout. Yeah. He did a tryout camp with the Dolphins, but he never signed a contract.
Okay, because the way he was brought into the main roster was that he was Mojo Rawley's defensive player. Like, you know, like they were both former football players, and he was there to defend him.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
He was his offensive lineman back in
that
the day.
Was his, yeah. I don't know. I don't about football.
But no, he played for Minnesota and went and did a tryout with the Dolphins. But yeah, he never made it professionally as a football player.
I'll give him that one if he tried out. I'll let him have it.
You'll let him have it, you'll let him keep that one?
I'll let him have that. Yeah.
Interesting. Like, I'm just looking. So Mojo Rawley actually went to a little Division III school and then transferred to the University of Maryland for a season.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then end up getting picked up by the Packers as an undrafted free agent.
Also, true story. I was at a Flo Rida concert 2 or 3 years ago that Mojo Rawley showed up on stage and started doing backflips.
Okay. Just because?
As Flo. Well, he was into the song.
Mm. You know, one person that we didn't talk about was Draws.
Flo Rida.
No, Draws.
You're right. I meant to bring him up.
So University of Maryland was what reminded me of him, because he went to Maryland too. He was a Terrapin, but he played for the Jets and the Broncos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I remember his whole thing was puke.
Yep.
And they used to show the videos of him on Monday Night Football puking.
Yep. That's it. But yeah, he played for the Jets and for the Broncos. I'm sure that there are more out there. I'm sure we forgot some people.
Those are the big ones that stick out.
Yeah. Let's see. Job Bradshaw played, I think, or got at least tried out for the Rams or somebody like that. Paul Orndorff, another guy that was that played at a little. He played at the University of Tampa. If you can tell me on a map, if you can show me on a map where the University of Tampa is, I'll give you like $10 because it's a little school. Yeah, he was drafted in the 1970. He was drafted in 1973 by the Saints, but he didn't pass the physical for the Saints or the Chiefs, and ended up playing for the Jacksonville Sharks.
Oh,
for the world in the World Football League, so
the WFL.
Yes, and not we're not talking like the what was it, the late 80s, early 90s WFL where they were playing like they had all the teams from all over the world and whatever. We're talking about like the one who was trying to compete directly with the NFL. So there are a lot of them that played like Division II football, Division III football, guys like Baron Corbin and Titus O'Neil. Well, Titus O'Neil played for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say he played for in the I don't know if he played an NFL game, but he played arena football. So
Titus O'Neil did?
Yes, he did.
I'll give it to him if he played arena football. That's professional. He got a paycheck.
He did get a paycheck for playing. So, you want to go ahead and wrap this up? I'm sure we missed some people, but, you know.
Yeah. We can
plug our socials.
Sure. You can go to Top Rope Wrestling Podcast at Instagram. You can go to Top Rope Wrestling without the G at Twitter. You can go to Facebook and look up Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. And after that, you may or may not be able to go to topropewrestling.com. usually I do this whole spiel about our archives, but I don't know if it's able to be spieled about right now currently.
Well, you can go to topropewrestling.com and find the archives because there is a link to it. It is just not currently Top Rope Wrestling. It is a basic page because we had some fun with our servers. GoDaddy basically screwed us, and we had to we ended up dropping GoDaddy. We moved to another server. We lost all of our files. I had to re-upload what I had. Hopefully, we'll have almost all of them up before the end of the week. I think we're down to missing 18 episodes. We have, all the rest of them are back up, so that's a positive. But yeah, it's it was a hot mess, and but you can still email us, Rick, Drew, podcast, whatever, at topropewrestling.com, and it will get to us. You can go to Top Rope Wrestling. There's a link up at the top four episodes, but it's ugly to say the least. It should be back up and usable soon. So hopefully that'll be up. It was. That's how I spent my Saturday, was getting everything back up after it was just deleted. So, you know.
I had a Jack Reacher marathon on Saturday.
Yeah, I did not. I sat in front of a computer all day long. It was not fun.
I just watched crappy Tom Cruise movies all day.
Interesting. Did you want to, do you want to give a recap?
Yes. I mean, I don't know how much we learned a lot in this episode. We did, really. We didn't learn much humorously.
No, this was actually a pretty serious episode.
Yeah, this is one of our more straightforward episodes where we just... I feel like we should fuck off for like 2 minutes and just talk about nonsense because there was none.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about nonsense. I don't care.
It's just we have a certain expectation of what
humor.
We do. Yeah.
Well, of humor. Humor. No, humor and false information. We have to give false information at some point. And yeah, being that we were we actually researched this one a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That was part of the problem, too, is that I was prepared, which usually I'm in no way prepared to talk about anything, even a pay-per-view preview.
And I love football, so I kind of had at least a certain idea of guys who played football or played, you know, sports. I mean, I love sports in general. So this was actually a fun one for me, but not funny at all.
No, nothing funny going on here. I can't even come up with a clever title for it that would be funny. Like, what was my tables, ladders, and who gives a fuck or whatever I said about
tables,
that one
ladders,
thing.
And who cares?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, because... who gives a fuck doesn't rhyme with chairs.
No, it does not.
So, next week we'll be previewing the Royal Rumble.
And next week will be our 100th episode.
Damn it. I was hoping we could do something special for the 100th episode and not preview the Royal Rumble. Can we delete an episode?
Well, we may have a couple that we deleted. So
wait, the one with that D-bag that we had to take down.
But it is an official episode. It may make an appearance at some point. I mean, we could do a midweek 100th like special episode and release it on like a Wednesday.
Okay, I can live with that.
And then we'll do the preview on Friday.
Okay, I can live with that. The 100th episode extravaganza coming up, where we literally probably have no fanfare at all and just talk about 100 episodes of the show.
Yes. Our favorite moments of the show?
Yeah. Hey, do you remember when I said something stupid?
Do you remember when I ended the episode just because?